the top cover?
Sheet.
Bedspread.
Okay, at the head of the bed, you put your head on what?
Pillow.
Do you remember using, do you remember ever using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as the pillow?
No, I never.
What do you put on a bed to keep you warm?
Quilt, blanket.
Okay.
Cover.
Yeah. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would expect to? We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very what?
Moist. Rich.
Okay. Let's see, the flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later. What do you call that?
The valley.
Okay. Low-lying grassland, a long piece running through it.
Marshes.
Grassland, just
fields.
Well, it might be marshes.
Marshes.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing on it for a good part of the time.
Then it would be marsh.
It would be marsh. And what would you call it if it didn't have water on it?
Pasture.
Okay. The place where salt hay grows along the sea. You know what that is?
Salt hay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I never heard of it.
I guess it's that grassy stuff.
It's seaweed, weeds.
In other words, is there a difference, like you say, what you call that, marshes, a while ago, didn't you? Place, would you call that along the sea, too? Similar sort of thing, where grass is growing, would you call
it? I forgot what to call it. I never lived by the sea.
What different kinds of soil is there in the field? Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
I'm not a farmer. I don't know.
Do you know any different names for kinds of soil?
No. I have a chart that has them on there, but I don't know them by heart.
I don't know either. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say that they are what?
Irrigating?
If they're getting it off.
Oh, then draining.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the thing that you dug to get the water off?
Canal.
Any other name for it?
Trench.
What do you call a shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, or a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
A bay.
What about a stream? Would that be a bay? What about a shallow arm, a stream, a tidal stream?
River, a creek.
Okay. What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
That would be a canal.
Suppose there was... what about the valley itself, not the water itself, but the part that had been cut by the
trench.
Okay. If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a what?
A washout.
What do you call a small stream of water? What do you call a small stream of water?
A brook.
Let's see. Is there anything smaller than that?